1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your day is off to a wonderful start. It's a nice weekend that we had. Beautiful weather. Yesterday, we got into some fun. We had a big fish fry that we put down, some bluegill and some perch. It was like a perfect day for it, too. Did some cornholing. It was a good time, man. It was just one of those days, man. Like, when I was a kid, we had days like we had yesterday, and I spent so much time hanging out with my friends and wrestling, and it was just like the perfect time of the year, because the weather is now starting to get where we want it, where it's still a little warm out there, still a little chilly. Fall weather is the best. Like, I can't be, I'm going to die on that hill. It's like fall weather in Michigan is absolutely perfect. The only thing that could have gotten better was a Detroit Lions win last night. Unfortunately, that did not happen, but we're going to talk about the Lions later on this hour. Fans risked their lives to cheer for them. Literally, we're going to talk about it here in a little bit. Soon before, we're going to give you that pizza for breakfast. So hang out with us this morning. It's going to be 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Detroit Lions fans usually have a pretty good showing, even on away games. They got a lot of people coming out and cheering for them. Unfortunately, couldn't get the job done last night as the Lions were playing the refs and the Chiefs. By the way, Chiefs had zero penalties last night. And it's unfortunate because they had fans cheering for them all the way in Africa. In fact, fans wanted so much to cheer for the Detroit Lions that they risked their lives. And here is how they risked their lives cheering for the Lions. Now, that doesn't sound too extreme, but these people were on a safari tour in Kenya surrounded by massive lions. That makes it even more awesome that they were chanting Jared Goff around lions that could any moment just tear him to shreds. But they went down there, and I love the fact that the first time that these people most likely have ever seen lions in the wild, they cheer for Jared Goff. That is hardcore fanbase. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1978 is the first live album from AC/DC, If You Want Blood, You've Got It. And it was their only live album with Bon Scott as the lead vocalist. The album was released 6 months after the band's previous studio album, Powerage, that was recorded during the 78 Powerage tour featuring songs from TNT, Dirty Deeds, Let There Be Rock, and Powerage. It's a fully loaded album. You need to have it in your collection. Pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. More reasons to shop local this holiday season, because I imagine this holiday season is going to be a nightmare when it comes to shipping. So I would suggest you get your products domestically, because NBC News put out a report recently that we're talking about up here on the 1077 RKR app, where UPS is saying that they are throwing away packages because this tariff situation has apparently created a nightmare scenario for UPS at their distribution plants because of all the different tariffs that are going back and forth and up and down. It's caused so much trouble at these UPS stores that they have been completely overloaded with packages, and they're starting to discard some, just straight up throwing away packages. So, like, if you're waiting on one, you may not get it. Like, if it's coming from outside the country, you may not get it at all. So this whole scenario is up here on the 1077 RKR app, because all the customs paperwork that they have to go through is just, apparently, according to UPS, just been an absolute nightmare. Thousands of packages from overseas are piling up at its hubs while they wait for customs clearance, and they're not getting them. So the packages that are flagged for customs issues are piling up, and they're having to dispose some of the shipments. So again, you're going to want to make sure you check this out on the 1077 RKR app if you have ordered anything outside the country, because people are apparently experiencing problems even when it comes to their tracking numbers. So the whole thing just seems like an absolute mess. Again, just another reason why you got to shop local. You won't have to worry about this kind of stuff. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Well, realistically, we are about 19 days away from society jamming Christmas music down our throats. I don't know why they get that kicked off like immediately after Halloween. I don't understand it, but it's not just the radio that's going to be jamming Christmas music down our throats and getting rid of Halloween. It's the same thing with Spirit Halloween. I don't know if you guys recall this, but the Spirit stores started release. They opened up a few Spirit Christmases, and they've expanded over 30 stores across the Midwest, and Indiana now has two Spirit Christmases. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, they have a video up here on the 1077 RKR app. You can actually take a look at what this place looks like. Spirit Christmas. There are some like cool mixture of like Halloween and Christmas things there, but it's exactly what you would think, which is kind of cool because it's a like full of Christmas stuff, and it's pretty sweet, honestly. Like the store, it's pretty cool, so it might be worth taking the trip over there if you guys want to get a sneak peek of it. Again, it's up here on the 1077 RKR app. No Michigan stores as of yet, but you got to imagine they basically are doing trial periods. The fact that they're expanding over 30 locations is a pretty good idea. It's a pretty good possibility that we're going to be getting one of these next year. So keep an eye out for it. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, just goes to show that random conversations with people can pay off. There's a Michigan woman, Sharonda Blunt from Detroit. She had a random conversation with another customer while waiting in line at CVS, and the other customer was telling her about how they play Powerball all the time and what the jackpot was. And for Sharonda, she was like, hey, that's enough for me. I'm going to buy a ticket for myself. A week later, while talking on the phone with her aunt, the subject of Powerball came up again, and her aunt said that $1 million was won at a CVS in Grosse Pointe, and Sharonda went to grab her ticket, check her numbers against the winning numbers her aunt was about to read off to her. And she was like, I checked my ticket with her, and when she read my numbers, I grabbed her phone and I saw that I had won. I started screaming. I couldn't believe it. The win came during the massive Powerball jackpot run that reached $1.78 billion, a period when Michigan players collectively won more than $12.5 million. So she was one of the winners. So congratulations to her. This might be a nice message to the younger generation out there, is if you're ever in line, you know, put the phone away for a minute, talk to somebody. You might become a millionaire.